Yes.
This is truly an amazing interview. Here's your first question.
Tell us then, what's the song about?
Well done for that one.
What's really wrong good. With that?
I think it kind of speaks for itself, really.
You know, you get a pop star in, you know, you need to
what's
know what
song
the song's about.
What's
the,
you know?
I don't see what's funny about that at all. Perfectly
good
question.
What's the song about?
Well, it's a very playful fantasy. It's about desire. It's about female empowerment. It's about sex.
Okay, so it's about female empowerment, this song.
Did you know it was about female empowerment until I asked that question?
Well, maybe it was a good question.
There you go, then.
So it's not just about copping off with somebody willy-nilly. Is it okay to use willy-nilly, do you think, in this context?
I think it's the most appropriate way to use willy-nilly.
Now, this is the... you quickly moved on from that. It's a good icebreaker. Tell us what the song's about,
yeah.
I find.
Thanks.
This is the really good one. I mean, all the great interviewers of our time, David Frost, Jeremy Paxman, and Michael Parkinson, they'd all be proud of this next question. They really would.
Right, now, it's caused like a lot of interest among our listeners who basically think that you're up for it.
Up for what? For sex?
Yeah.
Well, who isn't?
So you are up for it then?
I mean, in a situation of my choosing, absolutely.
She's a bit of a little stumped there, wasn't she?
I think she was just trying to find the right words. I don't think I was making her feel uncomfortable.
So you asked if she was up for it, and she said yes in the right situation. What vibes were you getting off Lola at this point?
Oh, huge flirty vibes.
Yeah. I also quite liked it that it's so smooth how you kind of moved on to the next bit. Now, if you're unlucky with the ladies, take note of how Chappers moves in just a moment. Here we go.
What situation would that be?
Well, it can develop. I'm more interested in what situation would you like?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of a situation off the top of my head at the moment. I was wondering what your situation would be, and then I'd see if it would match any situation that I recognise.
Well, one that promotes joy and satisfaction.
Right, smooth.
See?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
So she wants joy and satisfaction.
Yeah.
So you changed the subject.
I don't do joy or satisfaction.
Another great question, though.
Tell me what kind of bloke you would go for.
Gentle.
Right.
Confident.
Right.
Good sense of humour.
Yeah.
And then a good lover, yeah.
Right. Get that kind of rule me out, to be honest.
Gentle.
Right.
Confident.
Right.
Good sense of humour.
Yeah.
And then a good lover, yeah.
Right.
It was like you're doing a checklist to yourself until the last bit. Your voice at the end is something else.
And then a good lover, yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that I failed there. That was appalling.
No, it was going quite well. You said that she was quite flirty with you. There are pictures online which would also suggest that.
She looked great as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Things were going really well, and then you messed it up, didn't you? You stuffed it up good and proper.
Do you like sport?
I like athletes. I mean, I don't know anything about the rules of sports, but I take a gander once in a while.
Right. Do you like football? Like our football?
Yes, I do, actually. I mean, yeah.
Do you like Manchester United?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure I would if I knew it better.
They're from Manchester. Have you heard of Manchester?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
My sister's moving there in a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have quite close ties with Manchester?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant. Do you have any Mancunian in you?
Do I want any? Is that
no, do you have any Mancunian in you?
No, I do not. And are you Mancunian?
Yeah, I am a Mancunian.
I can see that one coming from miles.
No.
Okay. Oh.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it that joke?
Yeah, but can I just point out on this? I was asking a genuine question. Do you have any Mancunian in you? And she then turned it on. Do I want any Mancunian in me?
I can't believe you just did that.
I was asking a normal
joke.
Question, and she turned it round to be something a little bit rude. Do you have any Mancunian in you?
Do I want any? Is that
no? Do you have any Mancunian in you?
No, I do not. And are you Mancunian?
Yeah, I am a Mancunian.
I can see that one coming from miles.
No.
Okay. Oh.
Wow. Smooth.
Thanks.
Another fantastic interview from Radio 1.
It's the first thing on my mind when I wake.